I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
While Prop 50 is certainly a statewide measure, the national consequences of redistricting have worked in Governor Newsom's favor. The Yes on 50 campaign has received a lot of money from people all across the country. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our KCBS insider, Phil Mateer. Phil, good morning. How has the governor turned Prop 50 into a national issue?
Well, what he's done is said that the stakes are national, not California redistricting to try to add more Democratic seats to the congressional pool on the Democratic side is resounding outside the state as it's seen as a national battle for control of the House of Representatives. And towards that end, he and his cadre have raised about $115 million in this campaign. New York Times took a dive into those contributions and found that $38 million of them came from what we call small donors. That's your casual donor, $100 or less, somebody that gets an email and responds to it. I'll give you $35, I'll give you $25. And half of those donors were outside of California. And each one of those donors is now on what we call Gavin Newsom's donor list. In other words, he's made contact with them. They have contributed. And if they decide to run for president, they will probably be contacted again, asking to chip in again.
Right. Well, the issue of redistricting certainly resonates all across the country. You bring up a good point. Let's say Gavin Newsom decides to run for president. He has admitted that he will think about it after next year's midterms. I mean, his name is now out there with, you know, all of these efforts surrounding Prop 50 across the country. People have heard of Gavin Newsom all across America.
They have, and they've been hearing about him for the last couple of years, whether it is his debating Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News, or it's his lawsuits against President Trump. But, you know, lawsuits and debates and such like that are one thing. That's what you call a casual touch. You know, somebody might see it on TV. They might hear about it on KCBS. But if you can actually get them to give money, that's a difference. That sort of crosses a line. That shows a greater degree of commitment to you and what it is you are pushing for. And that can be twice as valuable as news. I mean, it's one thing to make news. It's another thing to make money. And in this case, Gavin Newsom has been working on this for years. He started putting together his donor list when he was on the Board of Supervisors and had various issues he was trying to raise money from. Now, he gets huge donations. Don't get me wrong. There's big money coming in for both him and Prop 50. But that doesn't necessarily translate into votes and into activities. Let's say you get donors from Wisconsin, a good number from Wisconsin. Those people are potentially helpful if you're running in the Wisconsin primary, not just as donors, but they could actually be out there helping to organize, getting other Democrats to vote for you. So it's one of those things that where the seed of asking for money actually can bloom into asking for more than that, votes and good words around the country and more attention. So he's turned this into a politics of profit in more ways than one.
All right, Phil, thank you. That's our KCBS insider, Phil Mateer. Phil joins us weekdays at 7:50 a.m. and 5:50 p.m.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.